Have there been things about the Algebra project that didn't work the way you expected them to, or that if you were relaunching the project today, you would do differently?
So one of the things that we are doing differently is this induction process, because teaching and learning math has been pretty straitjacketed, a lot of lectures, a lot of writing on the board. This idea is that to learn a language, you have to talk it, you have to speak it.
Let me break in here, because I didn't understand how this works until I watched it in action. Students start with a plain statement. Jesus's height mark is higher than Chris's. Working together, they convert it to a statement like this: the height marks which are above Chris's. That sounds strange to the ear, but it's still easier to understand than the traditional language of algebra. Then, students swap nouns for the variables and relative pronouns for mathematical statements. X such that X is above C. Finally, students convert the statement entirely to algebraic symbols. The process lets students work forward or backward through a problem until they find language that's familiar.
You have to engage in it. So this is a very different process of how do students learn to actually talk to each other and not be ashamed in their conversation, right, as opposed to, okay, I write this on a piece of paper, I crumple it up, I throw it away, I don't want anyone to ever read it again.
Miami-Dade schools are expecting an influx of students immigrating from Central America when classes start this fall. What kind of problems does that present, and what do you think of the way those students have been talked about so far in the national conversation?
For me, this relates to a larger problem, which is the question of, well, who are the constitutional people in the country? Over the course of 2.25 centuries, by hook or by crook, we have managed, in spite of ourselves, to extend the reach of that concept to larger and larger classes of adults. What we haven't figured out is how to extend that to the young people, to the youth of our country. I mean, these kids spend most of their time in school. So this is how they relate to the country, right? So the country needs to figure out how it relates to them. It's a huge problem.
You've talked about some of the other issues, but what do you see as the big civil rights issues right now?
Yeah, I really do see education. In some sense, it won't matter if the kids don't get their education. The sharecroppers we worked with were the serfs of the industrial age. So if we are turning kids out of high school who have the equivalent of an eighth grade education, then in effect we are setting them up for the serfdom of the information age. Those people in the plantations, they were hidden out of sight, right, and they suffered quietly. These kids will not suffer quietly.
Bob Moses with the Algebra Project, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, John.